And welcome to the Collins Center. It's Penguin Radio, radio@dominican.edu. Mike Temple, Alex Swan, and we are joined by our newest protege, Jeff. He might get on the call for the second half, so we'll see him coming up shortly. But this is the Penguins versus Dixie State, the Red Storm from Utah, entering the season 5-12, 4-7 in Pac West play. They've dropped four consecutive games. A lot of tough competition in the Pac West, so we'll see if the Penguins can take advantage here, entering this game at 8-9, 5-6 in Pac West play. And for Coach Jenny Thigpen, she took over. She started the season on interim basis. Now, as the head coach, we'll see what she can do in her first year as head coach of the Red Storm. She's going to send out Kayla Miller, the 5'7 senior from San Diego, California, the career leader in three-pointers made for Dixie State, so she knows she can hoist from the three-point line. They're also going to send out Shermaine Moore at guard. She's a 5'5 junior from Pinole. Down low, they're going to go with Haley Emrine, the 6-foot senior from Spanish Fork, Utah. Also playing down low in the front court will be Taylor Mann, the 6'2 junior, also from Utah. And rounding out the starting lineup, playing guard will be Leslie Tatame, their team leader in assists. She's the 5'2 junior from Phoenix, Arizona. And for your Penguins, under Coach Lacoste, also in his first season, entering 5-6 in Pac West play, two spots out of the top six, which they need to be in to make the playoffs. They're going to go with Yamauchi starting at guard. The 5'4 senior from Torrance, California, also playing guard will be Carly Holbrook, who's been hot of late, knocked down multiple threes in her last three games. She's the 5'8 sophomore from Vancouver, Washington. Playing down low, the nation's leading leader in blocks, Sarah Nelson, the 6'4 senior from Clayton, California. She'll be joined with Lauren Hyatt, the 6'2 senior from Oak Hills, California. And rounding out the starting lineup, the team leader in scoring, she's fifth in the conference, it's Danny Weather, the 5'7 sophomore from Carlton, Texas. So it's Weathered, Hyatt, Yamauchi, Nelson, and Holbrook going for the Penguins. And for the Storm, it's Miller, Tatame, Moore, Emrine, and Mann. And this is a huge Pac West game. It is blackout night in the Collins Center. Expect the students and fans to fill in quickly as the tip goes back and it's Dixie State ball. It's going to be bringing it up will be Tatame. She's the junior going right on Weathered. Weathered playing great defense, probably the team's overall best defender on the ball. She has to give it up to Miller. Miller's three-point attempt missed. Offensive board by the Storm. Quick start there as Miller already shot, attempted 163s this season. She's only shooting around 22%, but she does like to hoist it as she's going to get the ball. Now they're going to go downside to Emrine. But before the pass entered down to the post, it's going to be an off-ball foul. And it's going to get called on, looks like Taylor Mann on the push-off to try to receive the ball.
Well, Emrine was looking for Mann down low, and Dixie State's going to run a lot of two high post set. They have height at their 4 and 5, and they'll look to get Emrine and Mann the basketball.
Quickly, the Penguins work. It's Hyatt down low. She misses the shot. Loose ball knocked out by Nelson as she almost got a chance at the offensive rebound there, but it will go back to the Storm. Quick start here. We're a minute in. No scoring just of yet. 0-0 Storm and Penguins. And like we said, Swanee, in the pregame quickly, Penguins are the eighth seed. They didn't get in the top six to make the playoffs. This is a big game against a team they have to beat.
Especially trying to get to 500 conference and 500 overall. Got to protect your home court, especially late down in the stretch.
Ball's with Miller on the left wing. She's driving on Yamauchi. They try to enter. Nice entry pass down low, and it's going to be scooped in by Taylor Mann. Sarah Nelson fronted the post, but a beautiful look by Miller on the left wing to find Mann, and she finished for two.
That will be the matchup tonight, Mann versus Nelson. And that time, Mann was able to seal off Nelson on her hip and have a nice entry to the bucket.
Weather goes quickly towards the hoop. Bunny hop goes up with the shot, misses, offensive rebound not held in. So it's going to be Dixie State ball. Bringing it up on the left wing is Tatame. No, it's Moore. She drives over Holbrook, throws up a runner. Air ball. Sarah Nelson gets the board, rips it out quickly, tries to outlet pass, but it's stolen by Miller. So it's Storm ball here on the right wing. Miller drives, gets it poked away, and Yamauchi with the steal. One-on-one. Yamauchi doesn't like to attack usually. She takes it all the way to the rack, fades away, misses the shot, and the Storm get the board. Quickly, they try to baseball pass it up to Miller, and she catches it. Really rampant pace here as the Storm have it on the right wing. It's Moore's three-point attempt from the corner. Missed. Nelson with the rebound. Knocked away out of her hands. Loose ball, and Holbrook tracks it down. They try to go quickly once again. Fast-breaking Yamauchi passed up to Weathered. Weathered on the right wing. Raises. Gets fouled in the air, and she's going to the line for two.
And she has such great body control going to the bucket. It looked like that was Mann who committed the foul, and she was set up for the charge, but Weather didn't go too strong right at her, barreling over, kept her body with some nice control, able to take the contact and get herself to the free throw line.
Weather on the season averaging a little over 17 points, but she has struggled from the free throw line at 68% as she misses the first one. And Penguins as a whole have struggled from the free throw line. As a team, they're shooting at a conference worst 62%. But Weathered splits the pair there to get them on the board. 2-1, Penguins trail here. Just over 2 minutes into the first half. Bringing it up for the Red Storm is point guard Tatame. She leads the team in assists. Passes over to Kayla Miller, who drives. Gets all the way to the free throw line, but before she passes off, it's a hand check foul called on Yamauchi. Yamauchi couldn't quite move her feet quick enough to stay with Miller. And she got called for reaching her offhand or left hand into the body of Miller. Quick entry pass off the baseline. It goes to Mann now on the right wing. She's on the elbow drive. Spin move to the middle, blocked by Nelson. Loose ball cut down by the Storm. As they pass over, Tatame has it. They resettle. 18 on the shot clock as it didn't hit rim. Nelson already with one block now. She does lead the nation at a little over four per game. Handed off to Miller. Miller at the three-point line. Fakes three, drives, nice move, gets a double team, has to bounce pass it in, but stolen away. Still loose ball, Storm somehow end up with it. Three-pointer knocked in. Loose ball falls right in the hands of Moore, and she knocks it down on the left wing.
Well, Yamauchi was able to poke it away from Miller, and it came right over to Moore.
Holbo goes quickly, throws up a wild circus shot, and knocks it down for two. Penguins trail 5-3. On the other end, they go fast break. No one gets back for the Penguins. Missed layup. Nelson can't get the board, and it's Red Storm ball. Still has it down low. That is Emrine. Emrine goes up for a shot, misses nothing. Misses off the glass, doesn't touch rim. Rebound goes to Hyatt.
Nelson was all over her, was able to move her feet very well, kept her hands straight up.
Deep two from Hyatt. Don't see that too often as it goes off the left side of the rim, bounces out of bounds. It will be Red Storm ball. Coming in for the Red Storm will be Brianna Jessup, the 5'11 junior from Utah. Checking in for Coach Lacoste and the Penguins is Jesse Marshall. She's gotten a couple starts this season, but Coach Lacoste lately has been rolling with her off the bench to be that spark plug. We'll see if Marshall can get it done here at the two-guard position. Bringing it up once again is Tatame. Finds its way over on the left wing with Charmaine Moore. Now down to Miller. Miller doing a lot of the ball handling here as an off-guard. They go to the free throw line with Jessup. Jessup drives, but before she does, she travels as Hyatt does a good job pressuring on the defensive end to force a turnover.
And Jessup was looking down low for Mann, but great defense by Nelson to seal her off.
Storm up early, 5-3 with 16:13 left in the first half. It's Marshall who just entered the game on the left wing. She uses a Hyatt pick, passes over to Weathered. Nice defense to deny the passage. Moore got a hand on it, knocking it out of bounds. Still Penguin ball with 17 on the shot clock.
And you are seeing a lot of ball denial by Charmaine Moore on Danny Weathered right now.
They inbound it to Weathered. Now she drives on Moore. Fakes from the three-point line. Bounce pass over Yamauchi. She has to pick up her dribble. Left-handed pass to Marshall. Marshall drives once again, gets to the free throw line. She picks up dribble, throws Yamauchi. Nice entry pass down low on the right block. Hyatt gets partially blocked. Misses the shot. Rebound goes to Mann and knocked out of bounds. Marshall tried to sneak in there and get the steal, but she knocked it out of bounds. So we'll be Storm ball after the first media timeout, 15:51, and we'll be back at radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back to the Collins Center. Mike Temple, Alex Swan, and our new member Jeff joining us here on Media Row. It's 5-3. Penguins trail by two to the Storm of Dixie State. This is, might be a must-win game for Coastal Coast and the Penguins here, heading towards the home stretch of the Pac West season. On the inbound, it goes down to Mann down low. She tries to pass it out, but stolen by Weathered. Weathered one-on-one. She drives, gets to the block. Contact made, just misses the three-point play as it nicked off the left side of the rim, but Weathered's going to line for two more.
And any time Weathered is going coast to coast, she's either going to finish that or draw a foul. But can she convert? That's been her problem as of late.
On the season, 68% from the line. She's one of two on the game already. Her third attempt rims in and out, and the Penguins continue their struggles from the free throw line. 5-3, Penguins are going to need every point they can get from the charity stripe. Weathered's second attempt up, and this one is good. So once again, splits the pair as the Penguins now trail by one, 5-4. Bringing it up is Tatame. The junior drives, picks up dribble, spin move, passed over to the right wing where it's Mann. But once again, she took too many steps before she dribbled the ball, and that's a travel.
And they list Nelson at 6'4", and she can move her feet extremely well for that height. And that time, Mann tried to get around her, picked up her pivot foot.
Left wing, Penguins have it, it's Marshall. Marshall's three-point attempt is up and off the right side of the rim as the Dixie State gets the rebound, and that's Brianna Jessup. She passes off to Tatame. Tatame dribbles in between her legs, being guarded by Yamauchi. Nice crossover move, draws a double team. Fadeaway shot, tough one, doesn't go. Offensive board hauled in. They pass it out to Moore. Deep three, second chance point, knocked down.
That will kill you. Jermaine Moore can shoot the three from outside. Anytime she has a good look, she'll let it fly.
Moore on the season has knocked down 17 threes. She shoots it around 19%, but already has two here tonight. Marshall no-look pass to Hyatt on the right elbow. She hands it off to Yamauchi. They go left block Nelson. Nelson turns, faces the hoop. Nice defense as she has to pass it off. It goes left wing now Weathered. And on the shot clock. She drives, isolation play, uses the pick now, spin move, scoop shot up just off the back of the rim, missed. Nelson gets the offensive board. She misses her putback. One more chance, misses. Weathered gets the offensive glass. But before she traveled as she tried to dribble in between two people, kind of took a bunny hop there. Didn't dribble before she actually moved, and that's going to be a travel on Weather. So four chances at it. They couldn't get one to fall as the ball will be back with the Red Storm.
Oh, and Nelson had two wide open looks at it, especially off her first miss. Couldn't put it down, but you like to see the Penguins crash in the offensive glass.
It's Tatame who has it on the right block. She picked up a dribble and had to throw it out to Miller. Miller on the wing, driving past Yamauchi, spins to Nelson, has to pass it off. Now it's thrown over to Emrine. Emrine off the left glass, and it's good.
That's a
4 now with the Storm. Stolen in the backcourt as she hits the media row table. Knocked it out of bounds, and that's Moore on the defense there. Sorry, partner, I had to cut you off as we saw a flying Red Storm there. It was Moore who hit the window here at media row. Don't know if you heard that over everyone listening on Penguin Radio, but good action from the defense for the Storm. Almost got a steal out of it. Ball still with the Penguins as they try to enter it down to the left block with Nelson. But before that, a reach-in foul called is over the back. Tried to deny the pass into Nelson. Third team foul on the Storm. First personal on Emrine. Coming in for the Storm will be Dewar. Tiana Dewar will come in for the Storm, taking the place of Moore, who's leading the game and scoring early on with 6 points on two threes. They go right wing to Weather. She drives past the much taller defender, throws over Marshall. Marshall in the corner, gets all the way inside, scooped up for two. Beautiful ball move, and Marshall finishes it off.
And Marshall goes right around Duffer. She caught the basketball and went straight to the hole.
Now it's Tatame on the left wing, passed up to Jessup. Jessup gets poked away by Hyatt, but it's going to be a reach-in foul. A little bit delayed there on the whistle, as I thought Hyatt got a clean piece of it. But the ref on that blows the whistle. Second team foul, first personal on Hyatt, as we're at 13 minutes, a little over 13 minutes left in the first half. Storm up 10-6. It goes to Tatame off the inbounds play. She's driving right on Weathered. Still has it. She gets baseline. Now bounce pass over to the wing where it's Doer. Doer's three miss. Yamauchi pokes away the rebound. One-on-one. She tries to pass up to Marshall. Deflected and stolen as Miller ends up with a loose ball. Now Yamauchi gets a steal but a foul called. Thought Yamauchi poked it free, but a whistle blown, and that's going to be the third team foul on Dominican.
Well, Miller was coming up court a little out of control. Tried to go to the crossover on Yamauchi, and it looked like she read that perfectly and got a piece of the basketball, but they're going to say Yamauchi contacted Miller with her body.
Dixie State entering this one, losers of four straight games, including their last one, which they lost by 30 points to APU. They got a quick early lead here, 10-6. As off the inbounds play, struggling to get it to their point guard, but Tatame now has it. She goes free throw line jumper, off the back of the rim, but gets the shooter's bounce as it knocked in.
And Emrine set a wicked screen on Weathered to free up Tatame for that jumper.
Ball with Hyatt on the right wing. Now passed over Yamauchi. She uses the Hyatt screen. Nice pass inside to Nelson. Nelson misses the bunny layup. Once again, she can't finish from inside as the Storm get the rebound. It's Tatame bringing it up. Dribble behind her back. Now tries a crossover. Goes right. Thrown Miller. Miller in the corner. Air ball, but right there is Doer. She tries to put it back up, but another travel called. As she kind of lost her footing there off the offensive glass as she tried to shoot too quickly, and she gets called for the travel.
And that was an excellent closeout by Marshall in the corner on Kayla Miller. She loves to fire the three, and Marshall was all over her. Doer on the offensive glass couldn't keep her footing.
Entering for the Storm is the freshman Chantel Roberts. She's from California. She gets her first minutes of the first half here. As ball is with the Penguins. Right wing, it's Weathered. Third leading scorer in the conference at 17 points per game. She pounces it off to Yamauchi. Yamauchi drives right using a Hyatt screen, but an illegal screen set by Hyatt as it was really freed up Yamauchi, but it was because due to the movement of Hyatt, usually when you set a screen, it's supposed to just stay still, really let the defender run into you, but that time Hyatt kind of used her shoulder and moved a little bit.
And Mike, what we're seeing from Dixie State is a lot of pressure out on the wings. So Coach Lacoste is trying to counter that with setting high ball screens to get those guards curling into the lane. But the bigs of Dixie State are doing a great job hedging.
On the offensive side, they turn it over as Holbrook, who just entered, gets the steal. She passes up to Yamauchi. They don't have numbers, but it goes to the right side of Marshall. Now in the corner, it's with Weathered. Weathered drives left, gets all the way inside the key, draws two defenders, passes off to Nelson. Much tougher mid-range jumper knocked down by Nelson there.
Kind of in no man's land. Couldn't use the glass as she was all the way near the baseline, but was able to put it down.
Red Storm moving quickly. They have a nice chance inside. It's Moore. She misses the two. Offensive glass once again knocked down by Jessup. She goes up for two, but rejected from Sarah Nelson, but a foul called as it's going to be Jessup going to the line for two more free throws.
And already six offensive rebounds for Dixie State. That's something the Penguins want to shore up after this media timeout.
And the Penguins have been doing a good job lately of pounding the glass, but today, like you said, giving up six offensive rebounds is not going to bode well on the scoreboard, and that's part of the reason why they're down 12-8 here with 11:28 left in the first half.
And Dixie State, with their pressure, playing excellent defense, holding the Penguins to under 20% shooting, and they're getting out and running, kind of pushing the pace, forcing the Penguins to get back, earning second chance opportunities.
Both teams are struggling offensively. Penguins shooting 18%, Dixie State shooting 35%, and then when you chip in turnovers, Dixie State has six, Penguins have three. Neither team playing too efficiently here early on in the first half offensively. That's why the score is so low at 12-8. But leading the way for the Penguins, it's kind of been multiple people. As we've seen the last couple of games, Weathers not really getting it done in the scoring column, but she's doing a lot rebounding, doing a lot assist-wise. Today, just 2 points with Marshall's two, Nelson two, Holbrook's two. But for the Dixie State Red Storm, it's been Shermaine Moore with six.
And that's a little surprising. Already over her season average of 5 points, the Penguins have held the leading scorer, Miller, to 0 points so far. So their assignment has been completed so far in this game, guarding the number one scorer. They just got to pick it up against Moore and other players.
And we'll see if Weather can get it going. She's 0 of 2 from the field, 2 of 4 from the free throw line with only 2 points. They expect to get a lot more from her as we are with 11:28 in the first half. Storm up by four going to the line. It's going to be Brianna Jessup, the 5'11 junior from Utah. On the season, Jessup shoots it around 63% from the free throw line. Her first one off the back of the rim, bounces out. Couldn't get the shooter's roll there to fall in. She misses the front end. She gets one more chance at it. And these two teams have struggled from the free throw line as they are 12th and 13th in the conference. Both teams not taking advantage of their free throws as she misses the second, but another offensive rebound hauled in by the Storm. They bring it back out, settle the possession as it's with Roberts. Roberts passes over to Tatame. Now back left wing in the corner. Three-point attempt thrown up and knocked down. It's Moore once again with her third three.
And she has come out firing already with a quick 9 points.
Holbrook goes quickly, misses the scoop layup finger roll as the rebound tracked in by Jessup. She throws up to Roberts. Roberts drives on Yamauchi. Nice around the back move. Jumper on the right wing missed. Rebound hauled in by Weathered, and she gets pushed in the back, falls to the ground, draws a foul, which will be the Red Storm's fourth.
And we're seeing from Dixie State, make or miss. They're pushing the ball up the floor. Great defense that time by Yamauchi to force the miss. And Weathered is underneath for the board.
Jermaine Moore is 3 of 4 from the three-point arc. And she has 9 points already, pacing the way for the Storm, who are up 15-8. Weathered inbounds the ball to Yamauchi with 10:50 left in the first half. Low-scoring affair here as it's bounced passed over to Yamauchi. Trying to find Holbrook. They get it to her top the key. She drives left. Has to bounce pass over to Marshall. Now Marshall, mid-range jumper around the left elbow. Knocked down as Jessie Marshall has a smooth stroke. She got a little room there, a little space, and she knocked down the two.
And kind of put Miller to sleep there. Miller giving Marshall too much space, and Jessie was able to elevate right over her.
Penguins drop now into what looks like a 3-2 zone. Corners are suspect, but Nelson comes out and gets a rejection. Moore raised for the three in the corner. Nelson kind of came out of nowhere, got a piece of it. Not only a piece of it, really swatted it into the wall here in the Collins Center. Huge rejection for the six-footer.
And that just attests to her length. Nelson had to go a long way to get over in the corner and block that shot.
Now right wing Miller. They try to go down low. They do. It's with Mann. She gets double teamed, but a three in the key called. Good defense by the Penguins and Sarah Nelson to deny the good look inside from Mann.
You saw Weathered come over and provide an excellent double team, forced man in the key for one too many seconds.
Coming in for the Penguins will be Ashley Sorensen and Jade Castro. Castro's had kind of a hot streak lately coming off the bench. She scored double digits in three of her last four. We'll see if she can give him another spark here. As the five-foot point guard brings it up, throws over to Weathered on the right wing. She draws attention, has to pick up her dribble, hands it off to Holbrook. Now passed over Castro, 17 on the shot clock, still plenty of time. Castro hoists a three, no one on her, knocked down! What I say, Castro's been hot. She enters, first shot attempt, knocked down for three. They go right wing with Miller, now passed over to Moore on the left wing. Cross court pass, Miller wide open for three to answer, in and out. Rebound, knocked down by Dixie State, but it's going to be an off-ball foul push off there as Sorensen was trying to get the rebound and box out. She got pushed away by Taylor Mann, the 6'2 junior who just picked up her second foul. She's going to have to come out.
And since Lacoste has gone to the zone, Dixie State hasn't scored.
Three straight possessions with stops as the Penguins now send in Boscarino. So it's going to be Boscarino, Castro, Holbrook, Marshall, and Sorensen. As you listen to Penguin Radio here, 9:31 in the first half. Penguins trail by two, but they do have all the momentum here in the Collins Center. It's Holbrook, right wing. She draws a double team, passes out to Castro. Castro drives. Nice pass inside Sorensen. She throws out Marshall. Deep three, open. Good! Jessie Marshall from the left wing knocked it down for Trey. Penguins up by one.
Excellent decision by Sorensen. She had a great look at it, but she passed it up for an even better look for Marshall in the corner.
Ball with Tatame. She tries to get inside, but a hand check foul called on Castro. And that's going to be the sixth team foul. One more will send the Storm to the bonus for a one-on-one opportunity. Penguins two straight possessions with threes as they now have their first lead up 16-15. Miller inbounds it over to Moore. Her three to answer off the back of the rim. Offensive rebound knocked down. Go up for two, finish, and it's Nishiki Washington, the 6'3 freshman from Japan, who knocked it down for two.
And Washington out-hustling Sorensen down low. Wanted that basketball a little bit more, and she's able to put it back in.
Now nine offensive rebounds for the Red Storm as they are back up one. Holbrook's three from the left wing, off iron. Boscarino gets the offensive rebound. She throws Marshall, just knocked down a three. She fakes, gets inside the key. Her jumper missed. Sorensen gets the board. She goes up for two. Looked like a lot of contact made. No foul called, and the Storm have the loose ball. It's up to Tatame, who has one on three. She has to pull it out. Instead, she tries to go quickly, gets called for a double dribble.
She tried to put the hesitation moves on Boscarino, but can't get away with that.
17-16, Storm up by one with 8:25 left. It is blackout night here in the Collins Center. Are expecting a rather large crowd for this one as the Penguins know it's going to be a Red Storm timeout. So timeout taken by Coach Jenny Thigpen. She started off the season as interim coach, but just announced last week they gave her the full-term gig, so she's going to have to turn this program around. Who last year, Penguins, Red Storm, they both made the conference tournament as the top six teams. They met in the first round, and it was a real thriller as it was a first-round loss for the Penguins, 86-99 in overtime.
And you and I saw that game, and that leaves a bitter taste in your mouth. That's how your season ends. The Penguins had battled all the way back to take the lead, and then Dixie State was able to force overtime. Incredibly, And so now you have this big matchup at home, and you're looking to take it to them.
And this is a huge matchup as the Penguins are just a game away from that sixth seed as they trail both Hilo and Academy of Art, who are 6-5. The Penguins themselves are 5-6. So they've beaten both of those teams who are in the sixth seed right now. So you think you have the tiebreaker. You really got a favorable schedule coming up. It all starts with today's game, Swanee.
And I think you bring up a fantastic point. The tiebreaker is going to be huge. If these two teams, possibly three teams between Dominican Academy of Art and Hawaii Hilo, if they're knotted up, Dominican's getting the nod, and you want that nod going into the conference tourney.
And you've got to protect home court as they do have three more home games coming up after this one. One more on this lengthy homestand. It's going to be Fresno Pacific coming into the Collins Center on Saturday for Gold Rush Night, where people in attendance will receive a Dominican gold shirt. So make sure you come out to the Collins Center. But if you can, of course, going to tune into Penguin Radio here at radio.dominican.edu. And we're out of the timeout, 8:22 in the first half. It's Castro Boscarino weathered. It's going to be Nelson back in Holbrook for the Penguins as Castro goes to a patented runner on the left wing in and out. Weather tries to get the loose ball, but it goes off her arm, and it will be Red Storm basketball here with 8:12 left in the first half.
And the Penguins had great ball movement around the zone, found Castro along the baseline, and she had a nice look at it from about 10 feet, but it went in and out.
It's Tatame who has it. She picks up her dribble, got double teamed. She throws over to Moore. Moore drives, gets inside the paint, rejected by Nelson, and Nelson ends up with a loose ball. She has to rip through as Moore got a hand on it, causes the dual possession, but it's going to stay with the Penguins as they did lose the jump ball. So possession arrow points towards the Penguins. Nice job by Nelson inside, already getting her third block of the game. Inbounded to Castro. She's knocked down a three already today. She brings it up slowly. Enter down to the free throw line with Weathered. Storm in that zone. Holbrook can shoot him out of it. Three-pointer from the left wing off the back of the rim. Nelson tries to get the rebound, but it's knocked down by Jessup. Jessup throws over to Moore. They work quickly to Miller on the right wing. Taylor Miller passes over to Moore. Now right wing. It's going to be Washington. Washington mid-range jumper knocked down. So this really eighth person off the bench has come down for the last four points for the Red Storm as she has four on the game. 19-16, Storm up by three.
And Washington showing a lot of poise for a freshman.
Weathered goes up, absorbs contact, finishes for two. As the zone kind of slept on Weathered, she faked the pass. Three defenders moved out to the wing. Weathered drew really Washington late. She used the contact, went off the glass to finish for two. Now can she finish off the three-point play to tie the game?
That's how you beat a zone right there. Get the ball into the teeth of the zone right in the middle. They found Weathered, and she took care of the rest.
And Weathered knocks down the free throw, completing the three-point play. It's 19 apiece now with 7:12 in the first half. It's Tatame who brings it up. Once again, she has to pass it off to Miller on the right wing. Miller drives left, gets to the free throw line. Pass over to Jessup. Jessup drives right. Now she has to pass it off. Good defense by this zone here, denying dribble penetration. As it's Miller on the left wing. She drives, kicks out to Moore, but a foul called on the pass. And that will be the 17th foul, sending Miller to the line for a one-on-one opportunity.
And Miller staying aggressive, trying to attack as she was grabbed on the drive. And that's what you want to do if you're the Red Storm. Work yourselves into the bonus.
And it's Miller to the free throw line, the 5'7 senior. She hurt the Penguins last year in their two matchups. Her first free throw missed, and Holbrook gets the rebound. Now passed over to Castro on the left wing. Castro trying to penetrate the zone, but instead passes over to Holbrook on the right wing. Back to Castro. No one on her. She thought three. Pass over Boscarino. She'll take the three. Doesn't hit anything, as Boscarino not known much for shooting the three ball, even though she had an open look. Couldn't knock it down as it was air ball, goes out of bounds, ball with the Storm.
I agree with you. That's just not her game. Had a good look, but just make the offense run smoothly. Don't need that.
And the Red Storm will settle for a Boscarino three-point attempt, as now on the offensive side, it's going to be a travel on Kayla Miller as she had the open three. Holbrook does a nice job closing out quickly. Miller tried to drive and penetrate, but she gets called for the travel, and the ninth turnover already for the Storm.
The wings of the Penguins, whether it be Holbrook, Marshall, Castro, or Boscarino, are doing an excellent job closing out on the Red Storm shooters, especially Miller.
Score tied at 19, 6:24 left. Castro has it on the right wing. It's thrown to the free throw line to Weather. Back to Castro, right wing, Boscarino in the corner. This one in and good. Boscarino answers the air ball with a three-pointer from the corner, and the Penguins up three.
A little hot corner for Boscarino. Get away from the wing, going to the corner.
She must have heard us say, don't settle for the three, Boscarino, so she knocked one down, but Miller on the other end answers with a three of her own on the right wing. Now the Penguins work quickly. It's lobbed up to Holbrook. Back out to Castro. Castro gets inside the paint, thrown over Holbrook. She fakes three, drives on the left block, forces up a shot, missed. Offensive rebound knocked down and gathered by Boscarino. She gets double teamed, has to throw over to Weathered. Weathered over Holbrook, three, good! Holbrook gets the three-pointer to fall on her second chance there on the left wing, and she knocks it down. Penguins up three.
And that was because Tatamy came over to double Boscarino quickly to try to get the steal. Boscarino was able to find Weathered and a nice touch pass over to Holbrook.
Moore's three-point attempt on the right wing doesn't hit anything, goes out of bounds, and it will be Penguin ball. Both teams shooting threes at really an unconscious pace. Dixie State already attempted 11, and the Penguins, who don't shoot too many threes as we've seen throughout the season, already with seven attempts. That one not missed. I mean, missed by a lot there by Moore on the right wing, so it went out of bounds. Ball with the Penguins up three, 25-22 with 5 minutes left in the first half. Almost stolen by Jessup, but Holbrook regains. She drives, draws a double, throws over Weathered. Now passed out to Marshall on the right corner. Now Holbrook has it, uses a nice screen from Nelson. She has to pass over Castro. Eight on the shot clock. They've got to move quickly. Castro wants a screen. She goes the opposite way. Five on the shot clock. Throws up a wild shot and good! What in the world? Castro didn't even look at the hoop and she knocked it down. She shrugged in kind of disbelief at that shot. And what did we just see? Penguins up 6, 28-22.
Are you kidding me? She threw that like a football and she was hounded and somehow it went in.
I think Castro was just as surprised as the media row down here as she made that one. 6-point lead going the other way. Missed shot. Ball knocked out of bounds off Washington. Penguin ball.
Can that make SportsCenter top 10?
I think if, though they are filming it here on Stretch Internet, I mean, that was a crazy shot. It looked like she was going to pass it, and then it looked like kind of a hook shot football pass, like you were saying, and it was nothing but net. And 28-22, Penguins up six. Marshall has it, right wing. She throws over to Castro. Now with two threes on the game, entry pass down to Weather. Nice pass, free throw line. Nelson misses the shot as Washington gets the board for the Storm. It's passed over to Moore now. Moore, who leads the Storm in scoring today with 9 points. She has it on the left wing. Fakes. Penguins staying in that zone, and a wild pass goes out of bounds by Tatame as she is second in the conference in assist-to-turnover ratio. Very good point guard for the Storm, but she threw it away there due to the pressure defense from the Penguins.
That was great ball denial by Marshall on the wing. Miller tried to cut back door, and Tatame wasn't on the same page with her.
Holbrook drives, gets to the right block, spin moved off the glass for two. Penguins with their biggest lead at eight. It's 30-22. Tatame on the right wing, driving on Castro. Penguins switch to a man-to-man, handed off to Miller, and a three in the key called on Washington this time, and another turnover for the Storm. It's 30-22, 3:46 in the first half. Penguins have all the momentum on Blackout Night. We'll be back at radio.dominican.edu. Out of the media timeout, it's Penguins up 8, 30-22 over the Dixie State Red Storm with 3:40 left in the first half. It's Castro bringing it up. Passed over to Marshall on the left wing. Penguins looking to move to 500 on the PacWest slate, go to 6-6 as it's Weathered on the right wing. Nice dribble in between the legs. She has it on the left elbow, thrown over to Holbrook. Holbrook drives, gets picked by Moore, but Moore can't end up with it as it goes out of bounds. Fortunate bounce there for the Penguins, but they have 8 on the shot clock.
That was a nice job by Moore to come off of Weathered and to try to strip the ball away from Holbrook. and she almost was going the other way for an easy fast break.
And it's going to be Castro inbounding the ball. 9 on the shot clock, not 8, so they get that extra second inbound to Nelson. She has it on the block, thrown over Castro. 5 on the shot clock. She's going to have to improvise once again. She pulls up, throws over Weather. 2 on the shot clock, forced up, and a foul bails the Penguins out there as Moore gets called on the reach-in on the shot. So Weather's going to the line for 2 free throws.
Weather tried to create a little space. I think the referees are going to say Moore got Weathered on the elbow of that shot. That's a tough call.
That's Dixie State's 7th team foul, first personal on Moore, as Weathered once again will step to the free throw line. She knocks down the first of two, making her 4 of 6 on the game from the free throw line, giving her 6 points. And it's Holbrook 7, Marshall 7, Castro 6, and now Weathered 6 as she misses the second one. Offensive rebound knocked down by Holbrook, and she finishes for 2 off the spin move. Holbrook doing damage from inside, not used to that, and she's really a perennial three-point shooter. Got in the last 2 buckets on the inside as a turnover thrown away as Miller can't catch it, as it was Tatame driving once again, a wild pass. Miller tried to save it, but her foot on the sideline, and it's going to be another turnover for the Storm.
Well, the Red Storm are prone to turnovers. They average 19 on the year, and they are already up to 12. Dominican defense ramping up the pressure, doing a great job forcing those turnovers.
12 turnovers for the Storm, only 3 for the Penguins, as once the offensive rebounds were handled by the Penguins, now they're starting to really change this game on its head as they're up by 11, 33-22. Marshall on the right wing, being guarded by Miller. Passes off Castro. Castro gets all the way. Another runner on the left wing. Missed. Nelson tries to reach over the back. Can't get the rebound. It's traced down by Roberts. Roberts pushing the pace. She has it being guarded by Weathered. And Weathered fouls her really kind of far from the hoop as Roberts wasn't looking to shoot. But Weathered gets called for the hand check foul, sending Roberts to the line for a one-on-one opportunity.
And just got caught up in transition. But so far, the Red Storm haven't been able to convert at the free throw line.
0 of 3 from the charity stripe, as these are the statistically the 2 worst free throwing teams in the Pac-West Conference, as coming in for Coach to Coast and the Penguins is the starting point guard Yamauchi and Melissa Boscarino, taking the place of Marshall and Castro, who gave Coach to Coast productive minutes off the bench. And the 1-1 opportunity, front one, is rattled in, as now the Storm can have a percentage in the free throw line as they're shooting 25%, 1 of 4. As it's Roberts who knocks down the first one, the freshman. Her second free throw is up and good. So she nets the pair. 33-24 now. Storm trail by 9. Inbounded to Yamauchi as they press. Roberts gets a hand on it, but Yamauchi ends up with it. Spin move, it's Weathered inside. She throws over Boscarino left wing. Good closeout defense by Miller as Boscarino still has it. She drives to the right elbow. Passes over to Weathered. Weathered drives baseline, gets past her defender, and finishes for 2 inside.
Well, Roberts came over to double and help out, and then she left Weathered all alone, and she went right by Burge as she was drawing the assignment. An easy bucket for Danny Weathered.
Roberts gets picked as it's Weathered with the loose ball. 2-on-3, they don't have numbers, but Weathered's still pushing. Now she decides to pull it back out on the right wing. Thrown over Yamauchi. Open 3, look for Boscarino. Instead, she drives, gets past the defender, gets hacked, and goes to the line for 2 as she just missed a 3-point play.
And again, Ashley Burge, the freshman forward, caught out in no man's land against Boscarino. And Boscarino will take that matchup any day, blowing right by her.
8th team foul on the Red Storm. First personal on Burge as the Penguins up 11, looking to add to that. It's Boscarino's first free throw knocked down on the season. She shoots that 40%. It's a good sign that she made the first one of a game for her. 36-24, Boscarino's second free throw missed, so she splits the pair. And it goes off of the Red Storm defender as Weather does nice hustle there. And in the corner, it was Sandria Bolden. So off the free throw, ball bounces off the right side of the rim. It's Weather racing against Bolden. Bolden catches it, but it's on the line, and we're going to have a timeout here. We'll be back at radio.dominica.edu. 1:51 in the half. Penguins up 12 with the ball, 36-24.
Is the city I live in the city of angel? Lonely as I am, together we cry. Drive on the streets, cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills, cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses the wind. And I never worry,
thanks to the hustle of Danny Weather, the Penguins get an extra possession here. It's going to be Weather inbounding the ball on the baseline. Nelson tries to set a screen to free up Yamauchi, but instead she gets the ball. Nice pass down to Weathered. Free throw line jumper wide open. Boschgrino misses it. Weathered gets the offensive board. She goes up for two, gets rejected, but fouled in the process as it's Weathered going to the line for two more free throws.
And Weathered bullying Roberts down low on the offensive glass.
After a slow start, the Penguins have kind of asserted themselves here, gotten up to this double-digit lead as they're up 36-24 with a chance to add on as it's going to be Weathered, who on the game already has 7 free throw attempts. This will be number 8 and 9. Weathered's first one rattles in, giving her 9th point of the contest. Penguins up 13. And Dixie State kind of reeling of late as they've lost 4 straight, including a 30-point loss in their last one to Azusa Pacific. So the Penguins, if they can kind of keep adding on, really close this game out quickly, they'll play with the morale of the Red Storm as Weathered nets down the pair. 38-24, Penguins up. It's Miller bringing it up. She throws over to Bolden. Bolden has it. Nice entry pass, but stolen by Weathered. Thought she had an open look, but Weathered came out of nowhere to steal it. Fast break thrown over Boscarino. Boscarino can't handle the pass. She has to chase it down. Holbrook's 3-point attempt, right wing, off the left side of the rim, miss. Another offensive rebound hauled in by Weathered. She finishes for two. Danny Weathered killing the Storm on the glass as the extra hustle results in another second chance point for the Penguins, 40-24. Is Miller bringing it up, the 5'7 senior. Dixie State's leading three-pointer in the women's basketball career. She throws over to Moore. Penguins staying in that zone because it's worked so perfectly. Right wing, it is Doer. Doer down low to Mann. Mann, nice hook shot, rejected by Nelson. Nelson gets her 4th block as Weathered ends up with the loose ball. Now clock at 47. Holbrook brings it up for the Penguins. Left wing. Boscarino, chance to go 2-for-1 if they work quickly. 15 on the shot clock, doesn't look like they're gonna get it here as Holbrook drives, right elbow jumper. Off the glass and good. I think she just yelled, called for bank. 42-24, Penguins up.
When you're going good, you're hot.
Moore's 3-point attempt missed. Penguins will get one more chance at it. 24 on the game clock. It's gonna be wise if they slow down here and settle for one as the Penguins up big, 42-24. Can they get it up to a 20-point lead before halftime? Right wing, it's Holbrook. 11 on the game clock here in the first half. Thrown over Boscarino. Got to move quickly. It's with Weather now, 7. Weather drives, 4. Spin move, gets to the middle, 2. Nice up and over. Looked like she took an extra step, but she missed the shot. Rebound by the Storm. So the Penguins enter the half up 18, 42-24, and a huge run that the Penguins made. They were down 6 early in the first half. Kind of weathered the Storm, crashed the glass more, and now up 42-24 at the end of one.
Well, once Coach Lacoste went to his matchup zone, that really confused the Red Storm. And they started generating more and more stops, getting easy looks, and crashing the offensive glass. And they've opened up a big lead, and they'll look to continue their dominance in the second half.
Penguins looking to move to 500 on the season. They're 8-9 right now, 5-6 in Pac West play. They are standing at 8th in the conference standings. It's a big game for them. Shooting at 41% in the first half. It was Holbrook's 11, Weathered's 12, Marshall's 7, and Castro's 6 to pace the way. And for the Storm, it was Moore who got out to the quick start with 3 threes, but she was shut down after that as she leads the way with 9 points. We'll be back at radio.dominican.edu. It's Mike Temple, Alex Swan, and Jeff on the call with you tonight. Stu Horn will be joining us for the men's game, so stay tuned at radio.dominican.edu. And eyes bleeding red. I fell in love, made an album, got a buzz, lost it all, sobered up, and guess what? Now we meet again, and I'm back, finally just slapping. Expectations are resentments waiting to happen. Studying in the Dharma, karma, Vipassana practice. Baha'u'llah, Buddha, God to the mountaintop, and I'm traveling, learning, yes, reflecting on what matters. Permanence, lack of attachments. It's space and time, a couple man-made distractions. The measure of spirit that no human could ever capture. Church, this booth is my Vatican. I don't control life, but I control how I react to it. Student of the breath, break beats and balance in desire versus truth until I finally find happiness.
And we are back here in the Conlin Center where the Penguins lead the Red Storm 42-24. Starters for both teams as a whistle and a foul will go against Yamauchi, as that is how we'll get underway in this second half. Penguins had a lot of success, especially on the offensive glass, where they had 12 offensive rebounds that led to second chance points. And Miller starts out for the Red Storm with a three ball to cut the Penguin lead to 15. Going back the other way, Holbrook dumps it underneath to Nelson. She can't finish, but in a steal in the backcourt, Marshall is able to pick off the Tadimi pass, and the Penguins will set up the offense. Man-to-man, Red Storm. Weathered gets into the lane, and she's fouled as she got the pass from Nelson and was able to penetrate down the key. And Weathered will go back to the stripe.
And that's where Weathered has had a lot of success so far in this game, just going up strong to the basket. And she really has great body control.
Weathered 6-for-9 tonight from the stripe as she misses the first. And she leads all scorers with 12. Her second attempt rattles in and out. So 0-for-2 from the line is Weathered. Here comes Tadami with the Red Storm down 15. Gets into the key, pulls up. Her jump shot is short. Holbrook has the rebound. And a quick outlet to Marshall. And she has no numbers, and she'll pull it out on the left wing and find Holbrook. Right wing, thought about a three, puts it on the deck. Now gives off to Weathered. Posting at the right elbow. Spin move underneath, can't finish. Rebound, Embrine. Red Storm look to push. It's Moore. Splits the double team high off the glass, and a nice finish by Cheyenne Moore.
And the Penguins better be careful. This is the type of pace that was bad for them in the first half.
Nelson underneath, spins over Embrine. She can't finish. 42-29, 18-25 left, and a timeout for the Red Storm. And that's going to be the first charge timeout by Thigpen. A little confusion on the court, but we'll be right back here at radio.dominican.edu. Penguins up 13, 18-26 left. And out of that timeout, a technical foul was called on the head coach, Adam Ross, who is the interim coach, filling in for Jenny Thigpen. And Holbrook was able to convert for the Penguins and hit both. They are up 15, 44-29.
And I don't know where the technical foul came in, but obviously the referee saw something that warranted a technical.
Red Storm working around the perimeter. It's Miller on the right wing. Drives, gets by Holbrook. High off the glass, she finishes, and the foul.
And maybe a little bit of a bad foul there, as the defender came in awful late on that shot. She was pretty much done shooting the basketball before she was fouled.
Well, if the Red Storm have any hope of getting back into this ball game, they'll need Miller to get going, as she has 8 and now her 9th point tonight. 44-32. As the Penguins' lead is down to 12. It's Weathered, Yamauchi, Holbrook, Marshall, and Hyde on the floor for the Penguins. Weathered up top, dribble handoff to Holbrook, spins in the lane, pulls up at the free throw line, shot is off the glass, and an over-the-back foul is called on Hyatt. So, Jeff, the Red Storm coming out, kind of punching the Penguins in the mouth a little bit.
Oh, yeah, and you can see by the body language of the Red Storm that they're into this game, and they've definitely not given up. A lot of players giving each other high fives, so we're going to be in for a fight here.
Nelson returns for the Penguins. She comes in for Hyatt. It will be Tadimi to run the point guard duties for the Red Storm. And Penguins back in that zone. The 2-3 matchup zone. Here's Moore up top, trying to get around Yamauchi. Now Marshall comes to double. She's able to find Emrine. Now kicked in the corner for Tadimi. And now she finds Moore wide open for three. It's long. Rebound Marshall. Penguins coming the other way. Weathered looks to lead the break. Finds Holbrook in the corner. Rise and fire. Her three is no good, and Moore has the rebound. Red Storm looking to push. It's Moore along the baseline, and her pass is deflected by Yamauchi and out of bounds. Dixie State will retain possession.
And I think Dominican offensively needs to slow it down a little bit. This fast pace is definitely in favor of the Red Storm, something that they'd be looking for.
Yamauchi able to get her hands on another pass as Tadimi was looking for Miller in the corner. 16 on the shot clock, 17-13 remaining in the second half. Inbounds goes to the top of the key. Tadimi gets a high ball screen from Emrine, gets into the key, and she's cut off by Nelson. Now kicked out to Emrine. Her jump shot is no good. Nelson has the rebound. Penguins coming the other way. Yamauchi dribbling out of traffic. And now she'll set it. Finds Weathered. Right at the high post. Goes right around to Demi and scores.
And that's just what the doctor ordered for Dominican offensively. Slow it down and give it to your best scorer, Weathered, for an easy deuce.
Weathered on the night has 14. Moore on the left angle. Extended out in front of her own bench. Now finds Miller. Yamauchi has been all over Miller tonight. As Miller lost the handle, she gets it back. Kicks for Tadimi in the corner. 7 on the shot clock. Dixie State will reset. Shot clock down to 3. Tadimi doesn't see it. Has to fire an off-balance 3, and it doesn't graze any rim. And a shot clock violation and an excellent defensive possession for the Penguins.
Yeah, like you said, great defense there. Just denying and staying in front of their man. Or I should say woman in this case, but great defense by the Pens.
And Tadimi had the rock out on the right wing with about 5 seconds to shoot and elected to bring it back up top and really made it tough on herself. Boscarino is back into the game for the Penguins. She's working on Miller. Gets all the way into the key. A wild shot is off the glass and no good. Dixie State will look to run. You're down by 14. Tadimi into the front court. Looks for Moore in the right corner. Passed up a 3. Goes down low to Emrine, and she traveled. A good double team by Boscarino and Nelson forces the Dixie State turnover. And we have immediate timeout. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, NCAA Women's Division II Basketball. Jeff Stafford alongside Alex Swan. And Jeff, so far in the second half, Dominican has seemed to throw the counterpunch, get back up in control by 14 as it started off a little shaky, but they have found their main scorer, Danny Weathered.
Yeah, and Weathered has to be the go-to person in this offense, and they've been feeding her a lot in the high post right up above the free throw line, and just when you got a scorer like her who can isolate like she can, just give her the ball and get out of the way, so to speak. But Dominican also, I think, needs to keep the pace down, because we saw this in the first half where the pace got a little crazy and Dominican fell behind, and the pace was crazy. It was the Red Storm that was really doing well. So I think keep the pace down, run some clock, and Dominican should be fine.
And when Dixie State has got a little ahead of themselves has been when they've been forced to push the pace. 17 turnovers on the night, 34% shooting for the Red Storm, as they have not been able to find their touch. On the other side for the Penguins, 36%, 16 for 44, and doing an excellent job limiting their turnovers with only 3 on the night. Coach Lacoste has to be impressed with that.
And Castro coming into the game now for Dominican. She gave a big spark off the bench in the first half. Maybe she can do that for Dominican in this half as well.
Pressure by the Red Storm. They find Holbrook right in front of the half-court line. And now Castro had a little bit of trouble, but she was able to find Yamauchi. And now down to Nelson. Penguins able to break the pressure, and Nelson lays it in. 48-32, 15-35. Moore tries to get into the teeth, kicks out to Tadimi. Penguins still in their zone. Tadimi drifting towards the left wing, now putting the moves on Yamauchi. Gets a screen for Moore. Kicks for Moore in the corner. It's no good. Offensive rebound, though, by Emrine. Back out to Miller for 3. It's good. 48-35. Red Storm not going away.
And Miller's going to have to be the person that'll bring the Red Storm back as she's hit a couple of buckets and getting a rhythm.
Castro the other end, breaking the press and spotting up from 15 and knocks it down. Penguins showing no signs of slowing down, 50-35. Down low, it's Emrine. Nice find underneath the Tadimi. She can't finish. Offensive put back is no good. And Tadimi tries to earn the Red Storm their third opportunity. Emrine was wide open and couldn't find the net. It's Moore dribbling baseline in the right corner. Kicked out for Miller on the left wing. 13 on the shot clock. Miller gets an Emrine screen. Curls into the lane. Cut off by Castro. Miller looking for an open man, finds Moore in the corner, her three, it's good. 50-38, and Dixie State wants a quick timeout after that made bucket. Penguins up by 12, 14-14 remaining in the second half. We'll be right back on radio.dominican.edu.
Staring at the ceiling in the dark, same old empty feeling in your heart, cause love comes slow and it goes so far. Will you see her when you fall asleep, but never to touch and never to keep, cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Will you only need the light when it's burning low, only miss the sun when it starts to snow, only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low, only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Oh, 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 no. And you let her go. Oh, 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 no. Will you let her go?
Back underway in action here in the Conlin Center. Penguins up by 12 with Castro, Boscarino, Weathered, Hyatt, and Holbrook on the floor. Holbrook going to the bucket, can't finish. Emrine with the rebound. Tadimi will look to push. She's cut off by Castro, goes behind the back. Castro with excellent defense. Kicked out for Miller, rise and fire. Three is no good. And Holbrook with the tough rebound in traffic. Gives off to Castro. She picked up her dribble, needs help. Pass goes up ahead to Weathered, and she is fouled by Moore. As Moore got a little too aggressive going over the back, trying to take the ball away from Danny Weathered.
And part of what this full court press by the Storm is trying to do is it's trying to make this a more quick-paced game to get into that press break. And so far, Dominican has done pretty well to keep composure.
Holbrook once again getting by Moore, tries to go to the bucket but can't finish. And the Red Storm are coming the other way. Here's Tadimi, trying to lose Castro, she can't, finds Moore. Wide open three again, and she puts it in. Single digit lead now for the Penguins, it's 50-41. It was 42-24 at halftime, and the Red Storm have came out with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder in the second half.
And it's been from a big help from Miller. She has three threes so far in the second half.
Weathered inside and is fouled. And right away they go back to Weathered, their leading scorer tonight with 14. And they'll send her back to the stripe. Penguins 9-for-16 as a team. And Weathered has made 6 of her 11 attempts.
And Weathered talking to the officials. I wonder what's on her mind. She seems frustrated about something.
Weathered's first attempt is good. But she got hit up around the head. I don't know if she was discussing possibly an intentional foul
or maybe a flagrant one.
She's got one more coming. Marshall returns for Dominican as Weathered is 2-for-2. Dixie State has really pushed the pace here in the second half. Tadimi races into the front court. Penguins back in their zone. 2-1-2 matchup. Roberts in the corner. She's trapped, kicked out. Miller, here's a three. It's no good. But a nice offensive putback by Emrine. Can't finish. And Weathered has the rebound. Weathered looks to push. Up ahead to Castro. Her pass is deflected by Miller. And Miller goes crashing into the stands. But she's able to throw the ball off of Castro and earn the Red Storm possession.
Man, what a play by Miller to have the wherewithal to be able to throw that ball off of Castro.
Red Storm working it around the perimeter. It's Miller, left wing, looking for Burge at the high post. Kicks for Roberts. Roberts curling into the lane. Her shot is short and out of bounds. Possession will go over to Dominican. And Miller looks like she's all right.
Yeah, she took a hit.
Yeah, crashing into the bleachers there. Red Storm back in their pressure. It's Castro trying to break it against Tadimi. Dribbles near the right angle, and now she'll back it out near the free throw line. Boscarino, she's cut off, and she's looking for Castro going back door, can't find her. Now kicked out for Marshall. Picks up her dribble, seven on the shot clock. It's in Weathered's hands. Left wing, she's going to the bucket all the way and finishes.
Oof, what a finish there. Taken right down Broadway there by Weathered.
54-41, Miller a three. It's off the mark. Weathered has the rebound.
She's doing it all.
Weathered tonight, 18.6 rebounds and is bumped by Roberts. That will be the fifth team foul on the Red Storm. And the Red Storm have tried to put the pressure on the Penguins, and they've had no trouble beating it. Media timeout. Penguins up 13, 54-41. You're listening to Women's Division II Basketball on radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. Never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school. I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed. Mama, I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was the black queen. Mama, I finally understand for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. Always was committed. A poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it. There's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Baby, don't you know that love is sweet? Dear mama. Baby, place no one above you. You all appreciate it. And out of the media timeout. The Penguins get it into Castro, and she goes right to the basket, blows by Tadimi, and scores.
Kind of caught the Red Storm napping that time. Nobody was really protecting underneath the basket.
Oh, wide open underneath. It's Brianna Jessup. She's able to convert and the foul, and she'll go to the line for a three-point play.
Yeah, one mistake by the Red Storm on defense on one end, and another by Dominican on this side is a huge mismatch with Castro trying to guard the big.
Holbrook checks in for Dominican as Jessup is looking for her third point tonight. She knocks it down. She's out there with Moore, Miller, Roberts, and Emrine, and Holbrook tried to handle the pass into the front court, nearly lost it, able to regain possession. And now finds Castro. Penguins will set up their offense. Castro guarded tightly by Moore. Lines Marshall in the corner. Gets by, goes off the window, and she puts it in. Marshall having an excellent game, and she's got nine. Moore coming the other way for Dixie State, out of control, and she turns it over. Possession will go back over to Dominican, and that is the Red Storm's 19th turnover tonight.
Yeah, and that's a killer right there. Just ill-advised. There's no reason for that. You don't need to push the ball that quick.
Roberts putting a little bit of pressure on Castro as she crosses the timeline. Castro nearly got her pocket picked. And now there's a tussle as Roberts went to the deck and she forces the dual possession. It will stay with Dominican, but Castro being a little lackadaisical with the ball, Robert was able to get in the cookie jar.
Yeah, she got a jump ball, so she got half a cookie, let's say.
I like that. Penguins will stack it up right near midcourt. Pass will go into the backcourt to Holbrook. Looking for Marshall.
Ooh, traveled.
She traveled.
Yep.
That's a good call. She had her back towards the basket, and once she faced at the high post, just took too many steps as she tried to get by Taylor Mann.
It probably isn't a travel in the NBA, but we're playing college ball here.
You're looking at three steps in the NBA, probably. Moore is rejected by Nelson as she's able to take a few dribbles and hand it off to Marshall. She comes into the front court. No one stops the basketball going coast to coast, but she can't finish. Moore tracks down the board for the Red Storm. Finds Tadimi. They look to run. Shovel pass underneath to Mann, and she finishes.
Great control there by Mann to be able to collect herself to lay that one up and in.
Pace is picking up. Castro with a full head of steam. Finds Nelson underneath. Hook shot, good. 60-46, just under 10 minutes. Penguins and Red Storm exchanging blows. Moore left wing guarded by Weathered. Red Storm working around the perimeter. Now it's Tadimi. Gets into the paint, kicked out for Roberts. Right wing spins by Castro and scores.
Ooh, beautiful spin move there to get into the lane and get a good basket there.
Roberts with six tonight. Penguins up by 12. Castro looking for help, gets a screen from Weathered, and now finds Weathered on the pop out. Right wing, driving left, gets to the bucket and fouled by Roberts as Weathered will go back to the stripe.
It seems like whenever Weathered gets a full head of steam that she's been almost unstoppable going to the basket tonight. She can pretty much get whatever she wants.
And she is so dangerous, finishing with her right or left hand. She's a tough cover for Roberts. Weathered's first is pure.
And Roberts was even sagged off of her a little bit, giving her a little room, and she still blew right by her.
Yamauchi comes in for Marshall. As Weathered is 2-for-2 from the line. 10-for-15 tonight, she's got 20. Here's Tadimi into the front court. Red Storm down 14. She hands off to Moore, who spins by Castro. High shot off the glass is no good. And Nelson has the rebound. She found Yamauchi, who got it taken away. Moore underneath is rejected by Nelson. Penguins coming the other way. Up ahead to Holbrook for the layup. 64-48. Red Storm trying to beat the Penguins back. Roberts thought about a three and then threw it away. 20th turnover for the Red Storm tonight. And things are starting to unravel a little bit as Coach Ross wants a timeout. Penguins up by 16, 8:38 left in the second half. We'll be right back here on radio.dominican.edu. Out of the media timeout, or pardon the timeout from Coach Ross. It's 64-48, Penguins in control up by 16. Castro plays catch with Holbrook at the top of the key. Holbrook trying to get into the lane, kicks out for Castro, driving on Miller. Miller cut her off, forced the pass out to Yamauchi. Yamauchi down low to Weather, double clutches off the glass and puts it in.
What can she not do? The double clutch lay-in, wow.
She is a mismatch for Roberts And the Red Storm might have to double team her. Jump shot is good. That is made by Jessup as she's able to answer the Weathered bucket. Weathered at the top of the key. Finds Yamauchi right inside the three-point line and puts it in.
And Weathered, a very unselfish play that time. You know, the defense collapses. She kicks it out for an easy bucket.
Tadimi looking for a Jessup screen, and she took an extra step and traveled. 21 turnovers for the Red Storm, and only 6 for the Dominican Penguins. Well, Jeff, the Red Storm had it within 9, but since then the Penguins have extended their lead to 18. They're up 68-50, and they tried to apply a little pressure, but they couldn't get anything going after that.
Yeah, and the Red Storm have just looked a little lackadaisical on offense, just throwing the ball out of bounds, taking bad shots, not getting back on, which leads to easy buckets on the other end, and just Weathered has just taken over this game on the offensive side for the Penguins.
Weathered with 22 tonight, 6 for 10 from the field, and 10 for 15 from the stripe, and she is dangerous. Weathered first in PacWest play in field goal percentage, and she can create. Holbrook is right behind her with 15 points. And on the other side, the Penguins have contained the leading scorer, Kayla Miller, to only 12 points. And on the other side,
and she had a couple of those three-pointers at the beginning of the half, where she had, I think, 3 so far. And since then, that's where the Red Storm made their push. But since then, it's been all Penguins. And I think another problem for the Red Storm is Miller is trying to do too much of it by herself, and the rest of her teammates can't really provide much offense around her.
And the only other lady to do that has been Shermaine Moore with 17. But other than that, those are the only two players in double figures for the Red Storm. Back underway, Yamauchi penetrates and finds Nelson wide open, who lays it in. Penguins with their largest lead up by 20. Miller rises for 3, in and out. Jessup the offensive rebound, and she'll earn the Red Storm a second opportunity, but it's thrown away.
And more confusion there for the Red Storm.
Roberts will return for Dixie State. It's Yamauchi, Marshall, Weathered, Holbrook, and Nelson on the floor. Holbrook gets the inbound in the front court. Thought about going to the bucket and backed it out. Dribble handoff to Yamauchi. She finds Marshall in the corner. She needs help. She is getting doubled. Now finds Weathered, and Weathered is out of bounds. So good defense there by Dixie State to force the Penguin turnover. Marshall will show pressure by Roberts. She's now handling point guard duties. Over in the right corner, it's Doer. Back to Roberts, trying to get by Marshall. Marshall staying right with her. Now Miller gets into the paint. Nice dump down, and a nice finish by Mann.
That was one of the best offensive possessions that the Red Storms have had in the whole second half. Moving the ball and finding the open man.
6:33 left in the second half. Penguins up by 18. Holbrook spins, gets by Mann, finds Nelson, who is fading away and left her shot way short. Didn't graze anything. Red Storm have the rebound, and Roberts is coming all the way to the bucket. Rejected by Nelson. Roberts got it back and threw it to Kayla Miller at the top of the key. Shot clock didn't reset, and Miller steps into a deep three. Oh, and puts it in. 70-55. And a timeout is taken by Coach Lacoste. A little 5-0 spurt for the Red Storm.
And I think a good timeout there to, you know, Red Storm getting maybe a little bit of confidence here, and they just stop the bleeding, so to speak, and just take a deep breath and just say, hey, we're still up by 15 points. Just execute the offense, and we should be able to get out of here with a victory.
Red Storm tonight have hoisted 25 threes. They've converted on 9 of them. And on the opposite side, the Penguins 5 for 10 from downtown. But it has been the story at the free throw line. Penguins 13 out of 20 from the stripe, opposed to the Red Storm's 4 for 7. Coach Lacoste breaks the huddle with Weathered, Yamauchi, Castro, Holbrook, and Nelson. And they'll be on the floor and try to break the man-to-man press. Weathered will bring it up. Miller is on her. And this is who you want with the rock late in the game. Weathered gets into the paint, leaves it for Castro at the top of the key, and she's motioning for a screen from Holbrook, and Castro threw it away off of Weathered's hands. So not the possession Coach Lacoste wanted out of the timeout, and he burns another. So back-to-back timeouts for the Penguins. Coach Lacoste not happy, and we'll be back here on radio.dominican.edu. Penguins up 15, just under 6 minutes left in the second half. So after the 30-second timeout, Coach Lacoste got into his team a little bit. He wants them to finish strong. And he sends the same five out there. Here's Doer on the right wing trying to get by Holbrook. Nearly lost it. Came to Kayla Miller as she penetrates. Kicks for Moore in the corner. Moore wide open for three. It's good. 70-58, and the Red Storm aren't going away.
And if the Red Storm are going to get back in it, that's how they're going to have to do it, is shooting three-point baskets.
Inbounds pass nearly stolen. Castro advances into the front court. Now finds Holbrook at the top of the key. Spinning into the lane, off the glass, and good. Tough shot by Holbrook. 72-58, and the pass up ahead for Moore went out of bounds off her hands, and she's down, and it looked like she turned her knee. And we hope she is okay, but that did not look good. And there will be an official timeout on the floor. It was a cross-court pass from Miller over to Moore, and it turned her around, and I think either that right or left knee got caught when she tried to spin and catch the basketball. And she is helped off the floor. It doesn't look as bad as I initially thought. She looks all right.
Yeah, a lot of times when you get something like that happen, and your body is going one way and your leg goes the other, it can end in a nasty injury. Good to see her be able to get up on her own power.
Penguins have the ball. Yamauchi on the right wing finds Weathered. She drives baseline, spins back towards the bucket, and she's fouled by Miller. And there has been no double team thwarted towards Weathered, and she has taken advantage of it, and she'll go back to the line.
That's an interesting point, because you're right. She has been, Weathered has been working one-on-one all night so far, and she's definitely taken advantage of it.
10 for 15 from the line tonight. And her first free throw is short. Gabrielle Cabanero, the freshman, came in for Moore, as Moore might be done for tonight. Nope, right as I say that, she comes back to the scores table, so it's good to see that she's okay.
Broadcaster's curse right there.
Right there, exactly. So she'll assume her shooting guard role out there with Roberts, Mann, and Miller. Miller, another deep three, way off the mark as she didn't graze any iron, an air ball out of bounds. And Miller is 4 for 12 from downtown. 12 of her 13 field goals have been from three-point land. And that one looked forced.
Yeah, and that was shot a little ill-advised, maybe trying to get her inner Steph Curry shooting from way out there.
And an offensive foul as an illegal screen is committed by Carly Holbrook. That is Dominican's fifth team foul. 73-58, 4:30 left in the second half. Dominican has led the entire ball game. Roberts pulls up from 17. It's no good. And the Penguins will look to bleed some clock. Weathered in the front court, working on Moore. Spins right by her, goes off the window, and good. Danny Weathered is having her way tonight. Quick pace the other way. Moore gets into the paint. Finds Roberts along the baseline. Her shot rims out. Moore with the offensive rebound. And she dribbles towards the corner and fires up a quick three, and she puts it in. Nelson gave her a lot of space, and Moore didn't waste any time. 75-61. Roll boat. Curls into the lane. Cut off. Kicked out to Castro. She wants a Nelson screen. Guarded by Roberts. And Roberts was able to fight through it. And she pokes it out of bounds. 13 on the shot clock. And Leslie Tadimi will check in for Roberts. And we have a media timeout. It's 75-61. Penguins up 14. You're listening to NCAA Division II basketball on radio.dominican.edu with Jeffrey Safford and Alex Swan. We'll be right back on radio.dominican.edu.
I gave a beaver an energy drink and it turned into a chainsaw. I gave a middle schooler.
And out of the media timeout, Weathered will inbound to Yamauchi. And she goes right back to Weathered. Gets inside, finishes, and the foul. Weathered looking for her 28th point tonight, and she's been unstoppable.
Especially here in the second half. She's, like I've said, been able to get anything she wants. Going to the bucket almost every time.
And Weathered converts her three-point play the old-fashioned way to extend the Penguin lead to 17. 3:25 left. Moore hoists a deep three. It's long. And the rebound to Nelson. And a nice outlet to Castro, who's ahead of the pack. And she is fouled. Ooh. As Miller and Moore collided with her on her layup attempt.
Man. Castro showing some toughness there, going to the bucket. And she knew she was going to get hammered by two defenders.
And Sorensen is set to check in. Castro tonight in double figures with 10 points. And she had the unbelievable shot in the first half where she kind of shrugged her shoulders and couldn't believe it went in. She hit the first. And Sorensen checks in for Nelson, and that will probably end Sarah Nelson's night. Castro 2 for 2.
An unbelievable night for Nelson as well, doing pretty good job scoring around the bucket and 7 blocks, I think it was, on the night.
An outstanding game along with 10 rebounds. And an offensive foul is on Cheyenne Moore as she used her off arm. And that will be the 24th Red Storm turnover.
And if you're the Dominican coaching staff, you gotta love that. Because that was all hustle on defense to be able to stay in front of their man and cause the offensive foul.
And that is Moore's 5th. And so Roberts will take her place.
And Weather leaves the game as well for Dominican.
Castro inbounds to Yamauchi. Up ahead to Holbrook. She finds Boscrew in the right corner, guarded by Cabanero. Cut off. The Penguins will reset. In no hurry, Castro gets into the lane. Tough floater is no good. And the rebound to Mann in the Red Storm. Quick outlet to Miller. She thought about a three, nice hesitation move. Gets by Holbrook and scores.
I think they missed a travel. It looks like she dragged that foot there and I think the referees missed it.
I think Holbrook was surprised as well. Almost stopped on the play, expecting the travel. And a steal by Cabanero. And she's able to find Tadimi. And now a three, and she scores. So a little sloppy play in the backcourt for the Penguins, and that sends Marshall to the scores table. Castro, a 3-on-1. Nobody stops her, and she's able to hit the short jumper. 82-66, 2:10 left. Roberts out of control, wild shot. Offensive rebound, though, by Mann. She kicks out for Miller, and she knocks down a three, 82-69. So as the Red Storm continue to score, they cannot stop the Penguins. And a timeout by Coach Lacoste, as he is not happy. And both teams, Jeff, exchanging baskets.
Yeah, and this is not what the Red Storm would want. And, you know, behind by double digits, under 2 minutes to go, they want to make some stops defensively, but Dominican's been, you know, they talked about the pace not in their favor, but Dominican has done a good job kind of hanging with it, especially here later in the second half, getting some baskets in transition. And, man, I tell you what, these Dominican players are going to be huffing and puffing at the end of this game.
I agree. And I want to talk a little bit about, this is your first broadcast. You came to Dominican this semester. How's it been so far?
Well, you know, pretty good. Just getting through the first couple weeks of classes, getting used to a new campus. I'm from around the area, so it's not a huge change geographically.
Well, welcome aboard, partner. The inbounds went to Marshall, and she found Ikioria, who subbed in for the Penguins, and she can't finish. That led to Miller, who spots up from three and hits it again. And all of a sudden, Kayla Miller has 23 points, 6 for 14 from downtown. It's a 10-point game.
Well, she has a great stroke, and a great shooter like that, when they get in rhythm, it's tough to stop.
And now a travel on Yamauchi, and this is not how you wanted to see the game finish if you're Coach Lacoste.
No, and the way the Red Storm have been getting runs all night long has been with the three-point basket, and it's the same thing here. And wow, what a great shooting performance by Miller. And I'm not going to say a losing effort, because anything can happen with a minute and a half to go.
She had 13 points with around 3 minutes left in this ball game, and now she has reeled off 10 straight. She's got 23. And so, coming out of the timeout, Red Storm will have it, and they throw it away. Yamauchi racing towards the end of the bucket, and she lays it in. And a crucial turnover there for the Red Storm. That's what they cannot afford. And now Miller standing on the end line. Back-to-back turnovers. And right when they were trying to get back within striking distance, two turnovers really hinder them. And Marshall is now fouled on the inbound.
And that's been a big story for the Red Storm tonight. It's just been unforced errors, just unnecessary mistakes. And if you want to win at this level, you can't be making those type of errors.
Red Storm now in the double bonus, as Marshall will shoot two as she misses the first. Nope. Penguins standing on either side of the blocks for the offensive rebound. Everybody back as Marshall rattles in the second. 85-72, a minute 15 left. Miller races into the front court. Gets a Taylor Mann screen. Gives it off to Mann quickly, now gets it back. Miller still cut off. Finds Cabanero in the corner, and she traveled. Good defense by Ikiora, able to force the Red Storm turnover.
And I'm not sure how many turnovers that is for the game, but way too many at this point.
27 turnovers committed tonight for Dixie State, as
wow.
Dominican commits one of their own. You can't win a ball game with that many turnovers.
No, not at any level. I don't care if you're playing college Division II or Division I, or if you're playing fifth grade CYO, you're not going to win many games with 27 turnovers.
Roberts inside. Her layup attempt goes off the rim and out of bounds. Possession over to Dominican. They're up 13, under a minute. And they are trying to go 500 in PacWest play and overall in a turnover, as Yamauchi quickly got it back to Ikiora, who was standing out of bounds on the inbounds play. So Red Storm basketball coming out of the inbounds, and Miller knocks down another three. 7 for 15 from downtown. It's a 10-point game, and Marshall is bumped, and she'll go back to the stripe. Kayla Miller, though, feeling it here in the second half.
Yeah, so we're playing the camera. NFL Blitz is the game for the NFL, but NBA, you get on fire, and Miller is definitely on fire here in this late part of the game.
But Marshall back to the stripe where she's one of three. And she split her attempts on her last trip. She's able to knock down the first. Penguins 18 for 27 tonight. And Marshall knocks down both. Penguins up 12. 43 ticks left. Miller has it. Hands off to Roberts, and she traveled. Half of these turnovers tonight, Jeff, have been unforced.
Yeah, just like that, where you're just carrying the basketball like you're Adrian Peterson running. That's, you know, it's just ill-advised.
And just like that, as Aikioria dribbles that basketball off her foot.
And turnover, it's like swine flu. It's just spreading to everyone right now.
So there's a little wet spot on the floor. It's cleaned up. Red Storm basketball, 87-75. Penguins up 12. Roberts on the left wing looking for Caballero in the corner. She puts up a three. It's no good. And an off-ball foul is going against the Penguins. That was against Kelsey McKeon.
Yeah, I think she kind of hooked her arm out and kind of stopped the player from getting around her.
Inbounds goes to Roberts. They look for Miller, and an offensive foul was on Taylor Mann, who set an illegal screen trying to free up Miller.
Foul, 33, Taylor Mann, her fourth personal.
22 seconds left. Inbounds to Marshall. We'll see if Dixie State elects to foul or just let Marshall dribble it out. Marshall goes to the bucket and lays it in. Well, so with that bucket for Marshall, she has 12. Penguins up 14. Roberts the other way. Tough jump shot, no good. An offensive rebound by Caballero with 4 seconds is fouled. And that is the sixth team foul against Dominican. Well, pardon, seventh now, and she'll go to the line for a 1-1 opportunity. Caballero, one bucket tonight, 3 points. She strokes the first.
It's like she, Caballero almost looks like she had Sean Marion as her shooting coach. She shoots it almost exactly like he does.
Right from underneath her chin, about waist high, flicks it up there. She misses the second. And McKeon had the rebound, but a dual possession is able to keep possession with the Red Storm. So 1.9 seconds left, and now a foul is committed. It will go against Sorensen. So the Penguins are doing everything in their power from letting this game end. That's McKeon's third. And Emmerine will go to the line. 1-1 is good.
Emmerine at the line for Dixie State.
Emmerine's second attempt rattles out. And it looks like we have a lane violation on Aikiora.
I think he could have gone either way. It looks like the Mickin player pushed on the back also.
So Emmerine will get one more, and she converts. 89-78, Penguins up 11, and the inbounds is stolen by Roberts. And her shot is no good as the final buzzer sounds. The Dominican Penguins beat the Dixie State Red Storm 89-78. And it was Danny Weathered who led the way with 28 points and three other players in double figures for the Penguins. Holbrook with 17, Castro and Marshall each had 14. And on the other side, a good effort from Kayla Miller, as she had 26, and right behind her was Cheyenne Moore with 23. But the story probably tonight in the second half, Jeff, was the Penguins kind of finished this game a little bit sloppy.
Yeah, and you could say that about both clubs. I think both teams really weren't executing that well, committing a lot of turnovers, and you're absolutely right. I think this game should have been a much bigger win in terms of points differential for Dominican. I definitely dominated the second half. Weathered had a heck of a second half, scoring a whole bunch of points. And it's just sometimes in these situations when you're up by a bunch, you get a little bit lackadaisical, you lose your focus, and I think that's maybe what happened here for the Pens.
Dominican with their win goes to 9-9 overall, 6-6 in PacWest play. Dixie State Red Storm fall to 5-13, 4-8 in PacWest play. We'll be back in about 25 minutes. The men's will take on Dixie State as well. That will be a dandy. For Jeff Safford, I'm Alex Swan. We'll be right back here in about a half hour. Stay with us.